Rosa Audiobooks presents The Christmas Tea Shop by Darcy Boleyn, narrated by Deirdre Whelan. Chapter 1. Fran, did you hear what I just said?
Fran frowned at her best friend, Holly Dryden.
Yes, I did. You said that you opened a bottle of wine last night, took a sip, and it made you feel queasy. The two women stared at each other, and Fran felt her jaw drop. Just moments ago, they had been chatting about paintings and Christmas plans and Holly's forthcoming wedding. All innocuous enough. And now, this. Fran had suspected that Holly had something on her mind, as Holly had seemed somewhat distracted. Then she had confirmed Fran's suspicions, when she'd blurted out her comment about feeling queasy when she'd taken a sip of wine. Fran, I think I might be pregnant. Holly's bottom lip wobbled, and her eyes filled with tears. Oh, Holly, it's okay. Come here. Fran wrapped her arms around her friend and held her tight. This was clearly unplanned, but it didn't have to be a bad thing. Holly's son Luke was still very young, and he had been a surprise, but he had also brought everyone around him so much joy. Holly had experienced a difficult time when Luke was born, because she'd split up with Luke's father and left Penhallow Sands before finding out that she was pregnant. But on her return, she had been reunited with Rich. Now their relationship was stronger than ever. They made a delightful family and doted on their baby son, along with Holly's father and grandmother. Another baby hadn't been on the agenda so quickly, but if Holly was pregnant, then it wouldn't be the worst thing that could happen to them. Fran gazed around the shop that Holly ran at Greenacres Vineyard, buying some time to let the realisation sink in, and to find the right words to offer Holly the support she needed right now. The shop's familiarity was comforting, with the counter and till, the shelves stocked with bottles of wine, a selection of Fran's handiwork including glasses, pottery bowls and goblets lining the shelves, and a number of her paintings of local landscapes adorning the wall behind the counter. Look, Holly, you don't know for certain yet, so there's no point worrying. It could just be that you weren't in the mood for wine last night. Or that the wine was, I don't know, a bit off. Holly shook her head. Our wine is good. I know that's silly, but sometimes there's bound to be a bottle that's not quite right. It might have turned. Like, did it have that heavy raisin smell? Holly nodded. It didn't smell good, so I guess you could be right. Fran pushed Holly's blonde hair behind her ears.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?